Thompson was. I mean, Passman was absent.
Was Wagner absent?
Yes, sir. No, sir, he was here. He bullied wrong. We got Mathias.
What about Morton?
No, sir, we did not get it. All of Michigan, all of Minnesota, all of Mississippi wrong. We got Hull and Eichert both from Missouri. Got everybody from Missouri but Jones, who was absent. Got
everybody from California, too, didn't we?
Yes, sir. Everybody.
Did you get that Republican out there in California, Malcord or whatever?
Malcord, no, sir, but we got Baldwin of California.
Who got him?
I don't know, Mr. President. I know Bill Daugherty was working on him awfully hard, and John Hennings from the Labor Department, Under Secretary of Labor. We got Cahill and Dwyer of New Jersey.
Any more Republicans in New Jersey?
No, sir.
I thought they got three. Told me they had three.
Well, wait a minute. We got Glenn. Yes, we got Glenn of New Jersey. That's three.
Yeah.
That was a surprise to me. He got Pike.
Good. I begged him, and he told me he didn't think he'd do it.
Got Fino, Halpern, and Lindsay, all three of them. Got Horton of New York and Reed of New York. That's five Republicans of New York. All the Democrats of New York.
Walter, I'll sure get the... Did we ever get that guy from Syracuse?
No, sir, we did not.
Wonder if he ever called Walter back.
I do not know. Got all of Pennsylvania, all of Philadelphia, Rhode Island, got Macmillan and Rivers.
Got Macmillan?
Yes, sir.
Right.
You got that one. Got Bass, Davis, Everett, Evans, and Fulton from Tennessee.
We got to do something with Davis, man. He gets drunk all the time. That's going to be a hell of an appointment.
You know, he hasn't had a drink in 8 months. I don't know how long it'll last, but he has not had a drink for 8 months.
Was he pretty low about his defeat?
Mr. President, he was not. He called me this morning and he was in the best of spirits and said they'd faced up to it and they were going to make a new life for themselves. And they were going to both work hard for you in November. Carrie wanted to come back up here and take on that old job she had in the campaign. And he was in very good spirits.
Did you send him that wire?
Sir?
Did we send him that wire?
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, now... Zumphrey, he doesn't know, but somebody, but Larry, better ask Mansfield to schedule. Tell Larry.
All right.
Please get Mansfield to schedule that Appalachian quick as he can.
All right, sir.
Because they'll go to working on it, the Chamber of Commerce and all of them. We just take these things. See, when I was leader, I'd report a bill out and take it up the same afternoon. Before they, and NAM would read about it. We've gone through NAM, Chamber of Commerce, everything on this son of a bitch for 5 months because of a bunch of bunglers. But if Larry, Humphrey can't do anything, he just talks big. But if Larry will talk to Mansfield and say please, and somebody will call a man that's interested in, really interested in now. Jennings Randolph hadn't got much influence, but who is it that's interested in it? It's got some influence.
Hugh Scott is interested in it on the Republican side. It will help us there, he said. Democrat has not much power unless they both, Albert Gore is interested in it. Clark of Pennsylvania is interested in it.
Well, now Clark can get Mansfield scheduled. If you
all
just
right.
Get a hold of Clark, tell him and tell Walter that I'll see him next week early.
All right, sir.
But get Clark, get Mansfield, try to schedule it Monday so we can have time to get it through. If he waits, he won't schedule foreign aid. We don't give a damn to ever get foreign aid.
Thank you.
Now, Judge Davis said that old man Smith had give him a rule, didn't he?
Yes, sir, he did. He said he's going up Monday to ask for it.
Will Comer vote for his rule?
I don't know, Mr. President. I'll ask him.
Now, Bill, we don't really have to have anything else. Now, I never did get that foreign policy stuff that I've been begging and pleading for, and defense on the platform. I got the other stuff, and I thought it looked pretty good.
Yes, sir.
What happened to it?
I do not know. I've got it.
Well, somebody told me to be over in my night reading that night. That's two or three nights ago. I asked you, and I thought you said that you
That's
had
right.
the defense.
I do not understand that, Mr. President. I have Xerox copies of it.
Well, now, who is going to put it all together where we got a finished document of whatever it is, 2,000 or 3,000 words?
Dick and I. Dick Goodwin and I.
Well, now, you all have had it, though, for a week, haven't you?
Yes, sir, but there's been a great deal of it in the talking stage of talking about certain points. And we've taken it, tried to analyze what's in it that's not in the Republican platform, what's in the Republican platform that's not in ours, compared it to 1960 platform.
Well, I thought what I read the other night read awfully good. Didn't you have that impression?
Yes, sir.
I thought it
first it read well, and second the boundaries of it were pretty definitive.
Only thing worried me is the cost. Somebody, when you go to educating every child, it's going to cost you several billion.
And I've got Kermit Gordon costing it out.
Well, if you do send anything down for me, and it's in a column that I'm furnishing jet planes to Texans to come home.
That's right.
And it's just damn dangerous. If they could not let anybody know it and they could keep it, you could say now, there's a courier plane going. And a courier plane will stop at Fort Worth. It'll stop at Austin. And it'll leave 30 minutes after the vote. But if you tell another damn human, unless somebody wants to go to Texas, I just tell them it's going to take material that I've got to sign. Well, that's all right. But don't let them go talking it. They just get us in trouble, all of them, and they don't know. I mean, when I tell somebody that I'd really like to have a short platform, that's always in the paper. They've got it all. I don't know how they get it, but they do. I know, one thing that somebody ought to get to me on if we have a wire outfit down here, we ought to get that McNamara statement today that he put out. I'm sure George has got it. But and I would like to have the conversation. Tell Juanita that there's a conversation I had today with the governor of Louisiana that's recorded.
Right.
And for them to never use yeah on the phone. I say yes, and they put yeah.
Right.
Don't ever do that in transcribing it. Just put yes.
Right.
Or no. And try to punctuate it, cut out, edit. All those conversations ought to be edited. But to take that and show it to Lee White, the conversation.
Right.
Transcribe it the first thing in the morning.
Right.
And let him call the Justice Department and notify them. What? That we talked to the governor and what he said, but not to send them repeat, double repeat, capitalized, not to send them a transcript. Just let him look at the transcript and then bring it right down to Juanita after he reads it.
All right.
Don't let it stay up there over 20 minutes. I don't want him to have a chance to copy it.
All right.
Now, I don't know what I'm going to have for the press conference tomorrow, do you?
Well, if you could wait until right after the party passage, I sent you a statement tonight on the wire that you already have now. I suggested to George that the news would probably be a statement you might make about the murders in Mississippi. You'll get that question. The third thing would...
Well, now, what about the murders? What did I say?
Mr. President, I think you have to state pretty strongly, again, opposition to violence and the Klan.
Well, why don't you just take that speech that he had written and work out a statement that as near as you can, and see if we can't get Senator Russell to check it in the morning early, so he can get it to me. But I'm going to have the press conference at about 9:15, so they can file stuff. And I guess I can issue a poverty statement for release when it's passed.
Yes, you can.
And of course, if it got defeated, I'd be in a hell of shape, wouldn't it?
Well, I wouldn't. Let me think about that. Talk to George. 9:15, that's 11:15 up here, they would file it. They won't vote till 12, but they will probably not vote till 1 tomorrow. That's too late, really. Yes, you would get in trouble if it were defeated.
Well, I could do a 10, that'd be 12 up there.
And if you have it, are you going to have it out in Austin?
I want to have it here.
I mean, out in the ranch. Well, they have to go back into Austin, so that might work out pretty well. Maybe 1 o'clock before they get back to Austin, or a little later. And maybe George could have the statement. I'll get it to him in the morning. Well, he's already got it. I sent him a copy of it. He could mimeograph it in the morning and hold it.
Tell him to do that until he get back in the bus, and if it's, you let him know when it's passed, and he can tell him that I said it. Have we got anything on the economy? Anything on steel prices? What I'm going to say, wait just a second. I believe Senator Russell is the best one to order this call him and say, now, hey, we've been notified. We're going to get a couple of mean questions on Mississippi and on the Georgia thing, and here's what we want to say. And the President wants you to look at it before we send it to him and see if there's anything he's saying there that's out of line.
All right, sir. I'll get that done first thing in the morning.
Well, so I'll have it 9:15, so see at 9 there, be 7 here, so that'll be all right. So get you all hauled. You just notify Walter and them. Get in there tomorrow at 8:30. I want all of them there because I'll be calling he and Jack. And you all going to be leaving now in that damn fool film, aren't you? You and Jack are not going to be there.
No, we cancel that trip tomorrow to Atlantic City.
Now, is my film going to be as good as Kennedy's?
Yes, sir. Your film's going to be good because it's got so much good unknown material. Got stuff out of Mrs. Johnson's files and had it touched up. That is improved. It is good. Got good shots of you as a young congressman, good shots of you in the war. Good script.
Okay, now. We really want to call in the folks for this poverty signing. It wants to be the biggest damn thing and the biggest speech we ever have, if we get it.
Right.
And I think it ought to be in the East Room.
All right. We got the signing on the pay bill next week, too.
We got a signing nearly every day, and we want to get Buzz to get some real good quotations. And we ought to get our research people busy on that schedule. If you've got any research people over the committee,
yes, sir.
We ought to get them to get the Jeffersons and the poets and the Frenchmen, the English, and everything we can get on man being worthy of his hire.
Good quotations that we can put in this statement. They ought to be about 400 or 500 words. Now, these Utah statements and these toasts and the stuff this week, I think, has been remarkably better than it's ever been.
I agree.
And I think it's getting a whole lot better play.
The two statements that Buzz did for you last week on education, one the first of the week on Monday was very good, too.
Yeah.
Good play.
Now, I think that Jack ought to ask Steinbeck to, Jack, if he needs to, ought to take he ought to fly up to see Steinbeck if he could, and take this platform, all of it, and let him see it so he can use it for my acceptance speech, some of it. And get us some stuff, and I think that he could rewrite the platform if he wants to do an editing job.